Parshas Acher Mos Kedosh. Our Chaim HaKadosh speaks about it. He says, what's going on here? Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan, the worst places, the lowest filth in the world. That's where we have to do. Now he says an interesting zach. He says that some people do not have such a hard time with their tithes because they never fell in. But those who did fall in, they got a constant struggle. Now he says like this, somebody who's living in an environment that's full of this stuff, he's in there. Without trying, it rubs off. The male, he's a bechina of a Baal Tshuva. He's always a Baal Tshuva because he always has to work on himself in this sugya. So now we understand, and he says, so now you wonder, Ramatasho, I heard Bishmai said that America is worse than Tumas Mitzrayim. So what are you, why is he here? Rachmanis, I know a lot of yeshiva guys, you complain. What do you want from us? That's exactly the point. Now you're a bechina of a Baal Tshuva because it's a struggle, this whole business. And I'm a kind of boy, as it harder. Don't look for trouble. If you're not struggling, just forget about it. Don't listen to this stuff. But if you are struggling, then it's a gold mine because you have to view it as pink faket. The Ebister, even though you're going to be falling, it's worth it because the schus of being a Baal Tshuva, you know, you fall and you go, Shabbat b'ibol tzaddik v'kama hidra v'ratnem ezatzal. He said that's the derech of a tzaddik. He's always is falling and he comes back. That's the way it works. And when you realize it's min hashamayim, tadaf could be like this, it makes it much, much easier. You realize that's the Eibush that wants that. He wants that. He knows that you're going to get huki hu, yada yitzreim. He knows us. He knows. And he wants it like that. That's the way he made the world. There's nisyanus in every second of your life. Every move you make. Now, I want to tell you, they say about Reb Gershon Lieberman, when he went to the street, he went to the doctor's office, it was loaded with, as he said, every move is an assignment. Here you got to watch your eyes, here you got to wait, it's sablonis. The doctor's not coming out. Now you have to stop turning that doctor into a god. That's another assignment. Now you have to You have to learn to have in mind another person over there. There's a mice of the Alt from Slobodka. He was once in a dentist's office in his waiting room. And the guy that was on the chair was screaming. It was Ashayas. He was screaming from pain. The Alt from Slobodka got up. He was shaking. And he said, Shir Malik, Lama Tsech, whatever. He started davening. That's a human being. He has to learn. He has to have feelings for every person. The Alderman Slobodka, when he saw there was a new coffee house in the Lithuanian city over there, crossroads, whatever, he was so happy. Now people can have a coffee. They learn. There's so much growth going on. Every move you make. And Reb Gershon said that you have Shviras Amidas on every Tzad Vashal. They told me about Reb Gershon. He's constantly thinking of one of two things. How could I be Mezaka the Rabbim? And how could I break my Midas? Now, you have to wait for the bus. This bus is, you're trying to get to school. You're going to red light. Here we go. This big, heavy bus. There's another one right. Oh, another one for Fanala's. So people get annoyed. There's a lot of annoyances in their lives, but if they have a burning issue of breaking Midas and they're sitting in a Vad once a week, I do want to bring the Vardik back, and I'll tell you why it's so important. You go to a Vad, they talk about sabalonis, patience. Do you know that there's certain diseases that are traced to lack of patience? There's a lot of, unfortunately, I once read a book, that not from a Yiddish source. I read this report that every single malady can be traced to a certain problem in Midas. This type of guy, this type of nervous wreck gets this. This type of lazy guy gets that. This guy, type of jealous type gets this. This guy in a Shalom bias issue, they all tend to get this. You imagine? This is a goyish stuff. Now I heard this from Reb Chaim Halpern. He was so, Mizkrak for Midas Reis. That's where you're sick when they, of course, when you see, next time don't start knocking the whole world. Whoever's sick, everyone's sick somewhere. So abyssal here and abyssal ahead. So you don't knock them. Chasu Shalom, you're done on the Kavschus. But for yourself, and if Chasu Shalom, you get sick, you don't start telling yourself, oh, that's because I have this bad neither. Don't you dare do that. Never. It's not for us. What you say is, the Eibishter is giving me a test. And the tachon, that's the real Nevadic approach. Or, say, because I'm the tzaddik of Gantz, New York, the Eibishter is giving me these yisurim to be mechaper on Gantz, New York. I once heard such a zach, b'shem and adam gadol. This woman was in a car and the car turned over. She thought to her, yeah, that's a sign, I'm no good, I'm this. And the gadol told her just the opposite. It's a sign that you are the biggest tzaddikus of v'chul v'chul. That's the way to go these days. You want to go get depressed? Go enjoy yourself. You can't do that today. Anyway, but when you are living a life where it's a burning issue in your life is to break your midas, that's on your head all day. How do I conquer my impatience, which is openly unhealthy for a person's body? Impatience is not healthy. Now, how do I conquer it? Now, if you have impatience, don't listen to me. You're impatient, so what? I'll live till 120 with my impatience. Don't bother me, Mandel. But this stuff you're telling me now, this, and I really mean everything I'm saying, even though I'm speaking on two sides of my mouth, I mean both. The guy that wants to work on impatience, this will give him a motivation to realize it's simply not healthy. The guy that's not masugal to work on it, blows up. You'll live till 120 with, I'll show you plenty of stories of people that did everything wrong. There was a guy, Shagetz, a Jewish Shagetz, was a famous guy for them. And he used to smoke like a chimney. He did every cold dover usa in the world. He did it. Every vice. He did everything the doctor's screaming about. Gefressen cholesterol as much as he wanted. He did everything. All these tzitzchus galach. Salt, that's great stuff. Salt, the sugar, sure, let's have some more. The guy lived till 100. How did that happen? Laughter is the best medicine. Learner, I'm not telling you to do what he did. I don't know how much Elam Abi's going to get to face this. He wasn't from, but Alpha became. He vapaked the world. That's a big thing. You should know that a ganav has to pay kefil, and a goslin doesn't have to pay kefil. Now, who would you say is worse? I would say the goslin's much worse. This man's such a brazen, he's such an azis ponim. He comes out in the open and he pulls out a gun. I don't know if a goslin's not, whatever. He comes out openly and he's not embarrassed. A ganav at least has some busha. The Bible of the ganav pays double and the goslin doesn't. So, Rashi, because the goslin is not afraid, not of Hashem, and not of people. And the Ganav is afraid of people, but the Eibishter doesn't bother him. So the Ganav is worse. Unbelievable. Either way, I wanted to bring out a Yesod, even though the Goslin is a nobody, but not being afraid of people is a big mila. Not being afraid of people is a tremendous mila. Not to... So a person can live till 100, even though this fellow is not a from a yid, but sometimes you got a mila, and that you're not afraid of the whole, you know. Cherdas odom yitein meike, Shlomo HaMelech said. I tell people, just don't be afraid. But do I have betachon? Do I not have betachon? Forget about betachon. Just don't be afraid. That's already tremendous. Cherdas, because it's the metzias in the universe. Cherdas odom yitein meikesh. Fear brings pride. problems. Don't be afraid. Try not to. Again, I say all the time, just try not to. If you made it, you didn't make it, you have to try. That's the ikar. You try not to be afraid. That's all the Yavishta wants. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about Jose. Jose used to work in YTT. Jose was Ashegetz from Honduras. Now, there's a svar that there must have been some Jewish blood in Jose. He was such a sweet fellow. I don't know. But Jose was a Shegetz, and he was always cheerful and happy. He says, I love God, and he used to light up. You know, they are good. Anyway, what happened to Jose? To say, we had two people working for us, both heavy drinkers. And one of them is gone, thanks to his drinking. And he killed his liver. And the other one, Jose, says, Jose, how'd you get out of it? Jose says, I was once walking in the street, and I says, God, I can't. I can't. This addiction, it's too much. I can't deal with it, God. You got to help me out. The next day, Jose's walking in the street, and somebody from a friend of his says, hey, Jose, come with me. I'm going to Alcoholics Anonymous, one of these things that you need. And the rest is history. Jose was cured. But Jose, and he said, then I say, right, he sounds like, you know, it's a Metzias Nebriya. Run to the Yavish. Do you get it? If Hashem could help Jose, you can use the same thing. I do know a younger man who had Kedusha problems, and he told me. He had very big Kedusha problems until one day he said the right thing. He said, Eibishta, it says a Chazal. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Le'yachalai. As soon as he said that, boom, Eibishta did the job. And he disappeared, the whole problem. Because he said that sometimes you got to know what to say. Like, you know, on my favorite story, when I tell the Eibishta, show them who I am, it worked like magic. You know, these chassidim that I felt were mavatal me a little bit, you know. All the other guys seemed to like me. And these guys, so I finally got a call from that group, which but I wasn't getting. I got a call. And he had an issue, told Mashiach. And five different people suffering, getting him. Serious, serious stuff. Professional, you know. And I said, as soon as he got on the phone, I said, you're going to have a total Yeshua. I got off the phone. I says, Avista, show them who I am. And they all had Yeshua. I said, oh, the next day, it was a new matzah. And they followed up 2 weeks later, even better. It's not shy. The guy tells me, you saved my life. You saved me thousands of dollars to the therapist. And Zachan, like, you know, his Rebbe told him to see the therapist. You know what I meant? Going to the therapist. Therapists. You're dealing with five cases. And each one had a different twist. You know, and each one, the therapist lives an hour away. Now, how you gonna, the guy was a bundle of nerves. The whole matzah was shreklok. The Rebbe told him, you have no choice. You know, you have to take care of it. So they decided, I didn't go against the Rebbe. All I did was, I decided, when you have you get a different siyata d'shmaya, if you decide you're not from the normal people, you decide you're from the Bali B'tochen people, then you get a different siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi saying, you're walking in the street, and there's a school bus. A bunch of meidalach are getting on the school bus. I remember I was the last person to speak on learning the Alta Puparuf. I spoke on learning with him. I remember him telling me, I used to be a camp director in Camp Beis Yaakov, way, way, way back. And the right next door was the Pupa camp. And I was quite lonely in Camp Beis Yaakov. I used to gamba to Pupa camp as much as possible to be among, you know, among the men, the kids. And I loved the roof, and I chapped a lot of shmuzim with him. He was just unbelievable. The Alta Pupa roof. He was probably the biggest personality in Gantz Williamsburg. Those days he was the number one. A Taira Yid, a Tzadik, a Goyin, everything. So I had a lot of talks with him. One of the things I spoke to him about was about Musa. I asked him, what do you Hasidim do about Musa Bespilus? You're supposed to do it with an igin, or else it doesn't go in. So he says, I appreciate the problem. I have the same. So what we do is we learn Musa at night before you go to sleep. That way it'll go in. I remember him telling you that. Anyway, I remember he was nifta the last, it was Friday afternoon. I was chapping and schmoozing him. I had a whole bunch, I had shilas to ask him and halacha with sneakers, ach, and you know, about if there's some leather. I had different shilas I had with him. I remember walking together with him, and there was a girl that looked not a day older than 2 and a half, and she was standing over there, and he went like this, you know. He said, and I remember that, and I remember they called me over right afterwards. He got sick. He was out for till over Shabbos, 2 days after, within 2-3 days he was nifta. And I remember they came over to me to tell me that I was the last one to speak and learning with him. It's a big schluss. But I'll mention something over here. Now, there's a bus. And there's a whole bunch of meidolach, big ones, little ones, standing by the bus. And if a yid goes ahead and he turns around a drop, and you should know there's a special, big, big inyan brought down as far as Makdashim. If you turn your way all the way around, boy, are you, you're from the big, it's a bazunder amal yusa to do that. But whatever you do, the guy turns around for a minute, he doesn't look. So a person like this is going to be zaychi, he has no idea. He didn't see how many girls are there. He's going to find out in Yenavelt. There were 20 girls there. 20 malachim! He didn't look. 20 malachim. We walk in a street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zakas es Yisrael. You walk, those people are careful. They walk down one block, 100 mitzvahs. They're all over the place. You walk another block, another 150, I don't know how many. You'll find out there's so many mitzvahs for every inch, for every movement you make. And what happens if you're one of those guys that you fall, whatever. You're not in the habit. Well, you don't have the nerves for it. Some people out of the Reb Gershon told me this. He said, when I was on the plane, he says, he used to address these things. He used to talk, even though Nevadik and Litvak's Bachal don't talk about these things. But Reb Gershon, when he came from a trip, he said, the movies, right? He told me like that. He says, it's a big Nisayan. You know what he told me? The Nisayan is COVID. Everyone's watching, and I'm not. Everything by them is COVID. You know, a steak. Why? What's wrong with beans? Doesn't pass. Taste, that's not the main issue. They all hold everything's COVID. That's the reality. Anyway, then he told me once, must be very hard to stay in one place looking down for so many hours. You keep watching your eyes. It's not easy. Anyway, because some people, it's talking, you need nerves for this stuff. So a person should know that, now let's say a guy, he can't do it. It's not happening. He's not holding by that. I've seen. I don't want to talk too much. I've seen all kinds of tzaddikim and their anhagas and these things. Everybody's different. Everybody has his own. I've seen big people that I admire. I don't know if I would do what they used to do. I'm not. Everybody's different. But the what if a guy taka, he falls into this stuff? And whatever. And then one day, here's a schmooze from Mandel, whoever it is. And no more of this stuff. All that is, this guy has a history. I met someone who came right here. He came from somewhere in New York to tell me he has a history and this garbage. Until one day, I decided I'm putting my foot down. No more of this. Now, you don't have to say something like that. All his averis. Now you should know your averis are makatrig on you. They're gonna say not nice things about you. They're live malachim. When you do tshuva, all those black malachim that you created with your sins are going to turn pure white. And they're going to be your best friends. Because that's what happened. This from Yisrael Kain. That's what happens. B'makim shabali tshuva in the main tzaddikim. B'al tshuva the averis turn into mitzvahs. It's meridik. Alta von the Vardik says the best business in the world is tshuva. All the kas, you stop getting in kas. Finally toned down in his old age. Used to scream 10 times a day. Now it's only 6 and a half. Just joking. But you're not getting kas. You stop getting jealous of so and so. You're working on your meters for a change. Anyway, so all those averus turn into mitzvahs. And let's say they fall again. So, shevei bel tzadik makom. As long as that's called a tzadik, right, from Rotnemba. A tzadik is the one. He falls, but he keeps going. I want to tell you something. Taking off your glasses, I'm going to tell you something. I was told, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a friend of mine saw him walking in Meir Yard with his glasses off. And he was looking at the wall, away from the street, and he was a pachad in his face that he shouldn't. Now, I personally saw Reb Shapsi Levitch walking in Bar Park with his glasses off. Now, I want to tell you my horror. When I, being a good Navardiger, I have a total different agenda. My agenda is I need a prop. I need a good prop. So, you want a prop to let the people let them talk? Take off your glasses and hold them in your hand and walk. There might be nobody there. And you're turning, that was just the yeshiva guy you avoided. Oh, that was just the Rosh Yeshiva that you didn't look at. That was just Machzuch Meshiga. You go like that. And what are they going to say? This guy's a frummy. Look, he's real frum. That's exactly what I want them to say. You know what system you get if they call you a frummy? And you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim? You're mavazing yourself a covered Shemayim. It's worth it. Even when you don't have a problem with Shmir Sinai, just take it off. Let them call you a frummy. And you'll get such schar. Take it and hold it in your hands. So everybody will chop that you're, you know, normally this is the matzah, but because I'm walking in the street, I'm a real frum guy. Don't start at Tnei Aleches, Prava, Mises, Tnei Aleches, Tnei Aleches. Don't look at Tnei Aleches, Tnei Aleches. Be like everyone else. And walk in the street. And it's not so posh over there. You walk in these streets. What? That's also true. So let's hope that they recognize me. Anyway, but, it's a schus god lan l'shemayim, because the same speaks a lot about getting bezyanis to do mitzvahs. I feel he says, it's kedai to be a sheik to call Yomov. Let them call me a fool all my life, but I shouldn't be a rasha, filu shah achas of ne'amakim. And the same is very big into this. Go be mavazi yourself. He was into that a lot. Anyway, so I once recently decided that I should take it off more. Push it off the prat, Shabbai. Take off the glasses. Don't call me a frummy. Just what I like. A frummy, he's a little funny. Oh, good, great. And your opinion is very valuable. You hold them funny. That's very important to me that you don't think I'm so great. That's exactly what I like. I want people to say these type of things. I need everybody to be masking that I'm the perfect. I'm a little not so great. Don't ask what I saw Navardigas do to show me that I saw one of them blow up. He never got a kass at. He did it special for me. That's how I felt. He made blood. Then he's looking at me. Hopefully, I should see him getting a kass. So you see, I'm just a regular yuckle like everyone else. I get a kass. That's what it looked like to be. I once saw Rav Weinkrantz, that's all, eating ice cream at a Sheva Brachas. I remember it was strawberry flavored ices. I remember, if I'm not mistaken. And he was sitting there at the dais, of course. They serve ice cream. Oh, this is the Navardi country. Ices, kip to him, bling, bling. The ices. And he took the ices. I saw him. He sat there for a half an hour eating. He made about this much at a time. As he was eating, he was looking to make sure everyone should see him. And said, is it has ice cream? I eat ice cream, by the way. Motolas. He ate ice cream. And he once invited me to a chasana. He was going to a gera. The geras, they make small chasanas. I was taking a walk with him in Bar Park, and he went into a chasana. He was related. I said, Kim, come in. And I sat down next to him. And they're serving soup. And he says, go eat. He didn't get involved in some Chosin, Zechavaraya. He was into that. Go eat. It was certain. I saw the Navardiga, like, the Navardiga has a certain, don't be a Zeus, just And he, I remember him taking a double. See, he ate a soup. He said, double, please. That's a real Navardiga pride. Yeah, take a double. Anything wrong? Did I kill anybody? No, doesn't look right. Take a double. Anyway. So, he did some other things I'm not going to say in public. Don't ask what these Leviticus could do. Oh, boy. They're happy, go lucky people with that pratim. They laugh at the world. Let's get some more pratim. That's a good name. We have to be mispalel to get the right pratim. Anyway, by the way, I plan to speak this Tuesday at 8:15 in Beis Yosef Navadik in 49th Street. I plan to speak. I want all my olives on this, and I plan to speak. Like I did a week ago. The last Tuesday I spoke. It was a Blihan Hara packed house. Mainly see them. The first thing I did was, I sort of see them, The see them is right away, I got some schnapps. Rabbi said, I have Hasidic roots. I drink L'chaim. I would have done that. Even if they have no see them, I would have done it. But if they're there, it's even better. Anyway, I drank. And then I said, you know, Navadik has, they're close to see this. I was telling Rav Nekritz, his son, is sitting over there. And he says, right? And he smiled. Yeah. Vadek's not far. I heard this from Rav Pasternak. Not so far from see this. Right? Anyway. So, I plan to speak every day. Now, I walked in at 49th Street between 14th and 15th. Ask anybody, where's the Vadek? Follow the crowd. Now, you'll see signs. It says, Tadik Bali Ear. You know, that's me. Yeah, I'm still upset with the, hope Bodia doesn't hear what I'm going to say now. I'm just kidding. But with the guy who put out signs about me, Hagayna Tzadik, he wrote, he left out Butzinya Kadisha. Still traumatized. Asked my wife, I didn't sleep all night because of that. Why'd you leave out Butzinya Kadisha? I'm a great guy, yeah, I'm not pushing. Anyway, so what were they talking about? So we're hoping that Navadik will stay in 49th Street. They're talking about 15 years ago, they were sold to someone else until Yidelman Lo got up and said, La Hadam. And don't ask me how, but suddenly the sign was off, and a few weeks later, back, basically, I said, back in business. And I didn't speak to nobody. I just paskened right here. We're staying. And Rabbi Yisrael Meyer, he said, it's staying and it's stayed 15 years. And now the place is mamish. The walls are permeated. You'll feel the kedusha. That's not some of the place. You know who davened there? It's like the Arizal's minion. The Arizal was the Makubal there. The Al Shech HaKodesh was a darshan. The Yosef was the paisik. The Chodedi was the chazan. I mean, yeah, the minion that they had in the Vardik, do you know how many well-known Bali Ruach HaKadosh Davin there? I'll tell you who they were. Everybody knows. I don't want to get dreams from them. They're going to let me have it for being Megalodon. But they got, one of them was known to have had Gilu Yo. We saw Maya was made on someone else. And you know, he was, these people were murdered, the convention. All of them. And that, we want the Vardik to stay there. I'm planning to give Bottom over there. So, Mishnah is in charge of the world. Hopefully, now, so I walked recently. I took off my glasses. I went into this big supermarket. I come in. I had to buy nash for my class, and I got to get my nash. So I walked in like this. I started looking for the nash. I don't know if I'm coming or going. And where's the nash? Any nash around here? It's not so easy to make a prat. You see any nash? What kind of nash is this? What's the price? I mean, I can't. So the Abish, they rewarded me. First today, this Yiv comes right over to me on the spot. Like, I didn't have to wait. You're looking for something? Come here, I'm going to help you. He took a thing like this, and I didn't have anything in my hands. He gave me everything I wanted. I didn't have to do a thing. So Abish, the helps him. Anyway, so I've had lately, the talking stories are not shayach. First of all, I just want you to remember, when you learn Musa, as long as you're learning Musa, his wife, and Shrek, like middle of Yom Tov, my husband's, come on, Shem Yirachem, you know, it's serious stuff. And I says, we're going to take good care of him. Right after Yom Tov, I put him to work. And Zaka says, Rabbim, he's never had a recurrence. It's already months and months and months gone, the whole issue. A person's Isaac and Zaka says, Rabbim, say goodbye to your issues. Then it's healthy, push it in Teva. It's a healthy thing to be Isaac. It makes you feel good about yourself. When you're collecting money for tzedakah, and I believe a vote in that. Tzedakah, you have to show people need all. B'tach Weekly is available if anybody wants to collect. I'd be more than happy to accept. But I have to, someone just gave me three. I was about to give up this week. It wasn't Pashit. I offered. They're calling me from all sides. I got to get. So first I want to keep a record of who are the Kailim, who are the members. I want to get together once a year at least. All my Kailim get together in Baltimore. I have about 100 people. There were 70 people who registered with Benjamin Belsky, besides at least a few more Kailim. And then in Lakewood I have, in Muncie I have. And I want them, at least the Lakewood Islands, to get together once a year and exchange notes. We're learning every day 15 minutes, but tell them, let's get together. We want to bring the Vardik back. How is it going with you? With you, these things are very important. I need people to organize that. I need people to have a record. I have a lot of people who are writing. One guy wrote on Kedusha, beautiful stuff. Another guy wrote on Kinnah, beautiful stuff. Another guy wrote on Ayin Teva. Another guy wrote on Bezianus. Another guy wrote Lumbus Weekly. He made a sefer out of it already. Lumbus Weekly. And the short shtickle, beautiful stuff. All this stuff. Another guy wrote Stam on the Pasha. All my chevra. I encourage them. All the Elam here. I encourage you. Everybody. There's room for everybody. You have to feel mine is the best. Don't look at yourself like a number. Write stuff. I need somebody to get that stuff organized. That ain't even something else. I need Mirth Hashem. I used to get Asifas together. Sosalanta's yard site. We have a place here in Lakewood. Rabbi Goldblatt Zangazunt is a Talmud of mine. He loves it when I come there. It's all hours. We have a big place, 613 Madison Avenue. Lately, we haven't been doing it. The Alta's Yard Site, Sosalanta's Yard Site. There's times that we can get together, and if anybody wants to be in charge of getting that together, I wouldn't mind if we found out who's who. We want to make memberships. We want to make, you're part of the Vardig. We'll give you a stempel over here. We're going to get pins for Nevada. I don't know exactly what we're going to do. But we want to get you registered, the Olam. You're part of our Olam. You're going to get special Siyat Rishmaya. The Rebbe is going to give special brachas. Now I'm going to tell you something. It's not Pashut. Last night, after Abdullah, I took the telephone. And I counted 10 phone calls with Yeshua's. One after another. Serious, serious stuff that I myself didn't believe. Serious. From Yeramachla, from with Hatachman Hussan, with worse to it, disgusting types of diseases. Suddenly, everything's fine. I gave brachas. Every one of them worked. Mental stuff. Oh boy. All kinds of people, anxiety problems. Suddenly, they felt better. I gave all 10 brachas. They all worked. And the Eibishna helps. The Eibishna, because I keep saying that I hold from my brachas. Never do I put myself down. Never. I'll never admit that I'm batting 1,000. Again, Beshita. Never, says Rabbi Miller, verbalize a negative emotion. Especially about yourself. I'm not so good. Don't say that. It goes too easy. That's a proof that it's not the truth. Don't never say I'm not so good. No! The HR is on your case. They're schlepping it down. You know, the Velt says, you want to avoid criticism? Say nothing, do nothing, and be nothing. You'll avoid criticism. Us Nevadigas don't mind criticism. Reb Gershon once told me, I says, how much should I work on these pratim to go against, you know? He says, it depends how much you want to spend your life in jail. You know, people are in jail their whole lives. I take a lot of risks. Adayim. I do things that I say, what are you doing? The Eilim might not like that, you know. Think I'm that human?
I jump in. I don't care. So you criticize me. That's fine. Do you know how much people get criticized? You know, you don't know how much criticism they get. You don't know. All those people that you envy. I was up close to the biggest, one of the biggest rishis in the world, a world figure, once said bitterly, everybody wants to be in my shoes. I'm a mashulach. He was very tzabrachan about it, not saying his name. There's another. People, it's not so simple. And everybody's busy with the envy. This guy, ooh, he made it. He made it into the Ated. He made it into the Modiah. He made it into the army. Made it. It's good. I don't, by the way, I'm not going to put myself down for that one. No way. Say, Itaka made it. I feel very good. I'm very thankful. I'm going to thank my dear in front of everybody. Especially the guy who wrote it. He was Gavaldic. He did a beautiful job. He tights me up. He did a great job. Very proud. And I was looking at my picture for about 5 hours straight. Enjoying my smile. I didn't know I'd not a smile. Not so good at that. But can you find the picture with this guy smiling? So they finally got one. My Manila, I want to thank him. The assistant Manila of YTT. They took a picture. Me with my class over there. It's a great picture. I'm very happy about all the cover that I got. Now I want to thank the Yabister. By the way, I want to thank Nadir, but it's the Yabister. Wants to give me a boost. I think it's good news. And I'm expecting thousands of dollars, millions to come in. Everyone's going to see it. That's what I want. Talk about it, see it, and open your pockets. You know, Rabbi Miller says, advises parents and in-laws. Oh, close your mouth and open your purse. So that's what I say. To all those readers, you want to tell the whole world how great I am? I have a better idea. Close your mouth and open your purse. I'm just kidding. You're allowed to say nice things about me. I don't mind. Why not? Make a Kiddush Hashem. And I don't mind the covet too much either. I'm going to say it. I might. I don't mind. We'll live with it. What? When you get covet, you say thank you. When the other guy gets covet, and you feel like, look at him, look at me, you say, that guy never needs covet. Abishti gives him. I got a Blat Gemara. I got a Tosfos. I got some Yesudim that he doesn't have. The Abishter trusts me more than him. Every person has to come out ahead. If I'm not going to put myself down when I'm getting covet, because I'm a great person. That's for sure. Now it's clear. If anybody had any doubts about my greatness, Modia just made it official. The only thing is, I still would not have minded Butzina Kadisha. I'm joking. They really did a great job. Merdik. Spoke about my father and my mother. Beautiful stuff. My father said, I'm a listening Ganeid, my mother. Give them credit for everything. Now, I was speaking about Gedalia Yisrael. I want you to know, be very careful not to be clean keppel. It's a lifetime job. Don't be clean keppel. Be broad-minded. Now, think big. People, you are what you think. The more you think big, watch what happens. If you start thinking, you made a party, right? And one guy wasn't happy. He made a Sheva Brachas. And some guy didn't get the bracha he wanted. And that's all you're going to talk about for the next 10 years. You made a successful Sheva Brachas. What are you drinking a cup? No, Be'er al-Machaveri. You're only human. So you made a mistake. It's impossible not to. But that's all. That's stuff. My wife is worried that she wore the wrong dress. I made that up. But I'm saying people are get into tzimtzum. It's no good. You get it. You sat and learned the Yishmata Seder for 4 hours. But this other guy was screaming louder than you, and he's getting more covered, so you're dead. You're dead. You know, Haman was very narrow. He said, calls us in a shovely. One person doesn't bow down to me, it's over. What are you doing? The whole world's bowing down to you. And Kavel, enjoy. Enjoy the covet. Haman didn't know I'd enjoy covet. I would teach him I'm enjoying it. Look at what we got. Rabbi Miller told this to a friend of mine who was getting a job with a lot of cover, and he was concerned, too much cover. So Rabbi Miller said, "And what's wrong if you get covered? But it's covered, it's covered. Enjoy it! Rabbi Miller, enjoy, you get some covered. Enjoy it!" So, I enjoyed it. What? It's not for you. The guy who didn't get covered, he's supposed to go around saying, "I'll cover Nebuchadnezzar, he needs it." I once had this with somebody I'm very close to. And he was big, they're all running after him. And they felt a little bit, and they noticed it. And he says, "Listen, I get this stuff because Hashem knows I never need it. You don't need this garbage, you know." That's what he told me. And I took it. I liked it. It was a good one. You know, you need the covered. You need the, he's getting covered. The whole world goes with sugar. This guy's getting covered. He made it. Enjoy a vodka. Well, just a cup of covered. I have my vodka. Leave me alone with this covered business. Drink Nachab is excellent stuff. This is taka good. Platinum vodka, what is this? What is this? Is this stuff? It's great. Oh, it's not the platinum. It's this. It's excellent. Bring me some more. My brother brought me that when I spoke in Borough Park for the Chassidim. That's good. That's good. That's enough. L'chaim! When you make l'chaim on extra good vodka, the Yeshuas are coming all over the place. And all whoever listens to me, I want him with by a year from today, everybody here must be a Baal Mitzvah like me. I'm not one of those Rebbes. You know, I want them all to be, you'll get there. You'll see. I'll help you out. So I'm lonely. I'm a lonely Rebbe, a lot of Chassidim. I want more Rebbes. I want competition. What's competition? What's competition? We're all together. We're all here for the Eibishter. Yep. Anyway, if you feel like you have competition, then you make believe you're not. That's the essay. Always make believe. Reb Gershon used to praise a certain other Yid. Ah, Zatayna Yid. Later I found out there was a competition situation. So whenever I met Reb Gershon, used to praise that person. Now, I was talking before. So anybody wants to step forward to help me out, we're looking for this goofa, I'm looking for new jobs. What can we do to get in life? Doing it makes, I have a lot of the guys who are down by me. Don't ask to have someone who's a Rosh Kotel. He's a Rosh Kotel, and he's against a Shadchan, and he's against a Gabbai, and he's against an easy guy, and he writes stuff. I try to get, move! Do! Reb Nosson said, Vosme! Do for the club. I'll help you. I'll want to give out some B'tachon weeklies, whatever. A lot of people have big Siyata Shmaya. People give out my B'tachon weeklies, don't ask. I was on the goal for the mention. Anyway, I want to thank the Eibishter. There's a big Yisrael Sefer Ikrim says, if you want to get something fast, thank the Eibishter all the time. And things move. But you got to be with your whole heart. So, all right, but it's okay. Nowadays, keep thanking and thanking for little things. I thank for vodka. I thank for the colors of tomatoes. I'm not so, you know, every little thing I like of this pen. I make, say, Eibishter, thanks for the pen. I like the way it writes. Very geschmack. Wow. It doesn't skip for a change. You know, I make a spiel out of everything. You know, like the new telephone. I try to vocalize a lot of what I thank for 24/7 is my heart, my lungs, the back. I'm not out on my back like I once was in Shai Tadak. And I'm moving, the hands are moving, the feet are moving. And I could walk and I can come and have a normal, healthy appetite. Instead of kvetching about the diet. How's my base doing? Too much? Did I eat too much? No. I'm busy thanking Hashem that I have a normal, healthy appetite. I've had experiences where I couldn't eat. People are sick, they can't eat. Well, Hashem, thank you for the appetite. Thank you for the tongue and for the ability to talk and
Thank you that I'm married. I want to tell you something about ladies. Shlomo Melech said, my father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, should be a big schus for him. He used to sing so beautifully. He was a real Isha Ruach. I owe my father now, Shaykh. He's a Talmud of Rav Shaga Feinberg Mendelovich. And he had that Tervadas. Kapitchenitz, plenty of Kapitchenitz. He was Hasidish. He didn't have a strimal, but he was Hasidish. He loved Jews. He used to hug everybody. He used to kiss everybody. And he was full of Simcha and Chias. My father, Ahmed, Eina Roya Pnei Gehenim, thanks to my mother. You know why? My mother was a Yeki, and my father was a Galiciana. And my father used to make jokes 24/7. My mother never hopped one joke. I don't know how my father lived with that. I'm joking. But then it's true that she never hopped. My brother told me once, no, you got it wrong, Yiddle. 3 o'clock in the morning, she suddenly jumped out of bed and started laughing. She finally got it. But anyway, so when is it my father, when he used to sing Eishes Chayil, first of all, his relationship with his mother, it looked like they were very good, not stop. Even though she didn't chop his jokes, but everything else was fine. So Nisha Reb Nosson and his wife also, I was told, she didn't chop. He was also funny, Reb Nosson Bachler. He was funny like anything. He used to crack jokes all day. And his Rebbetzin used to look at him like, yeah, what was that? Yeah. He's got to get it. Some people just don't chop. Anyway, so you have to live with it. He has to go and frustrate him, try to crack a joke. But my father used to sing Eishes Chayil. And when he got to V'atolis al-kulono, that's the way he used to do it. Now, Rabbi's banos asu chayil V'atolis al-kulono. Many women did great things, but you are better than all of them. My father used to say that, knocking. My mother used to sit there kvelling. And he knew how to do it. That part he pitched up. He said, listen, you're an agent. Now, I want to say a little pshat on that. First, I want to encourage everybody to do the same for their wives. Especially the guys that feel it's not really true in their case. Those guys scream loudest. When wrong, said Rav Hutner, scream loudest. So those that feel the other way, how did I fall into this? And she's thinking, how did I fall into him? Those types, scream loud about Dolores, work on your mitos. Take police, that way you can. I tell a lot of stuff to my wife. I really get carried away with my wife. And I tell her, you really believe me? I says, whenever I don't look good, I look all stressed out, walking in the street like this. You know where that's coming from? No? I says, I'm trying to figure out how I was destined to marry you. So I tell those to my wife all the time. And I tell her other stuff. How can I live with it? I have all kind of stuff. Like, I make my wife, like, she's not shy. And I asked her, do you believe this stuff that I say about you? Like, how can I live? Yeah, every minute I have you, it's Gan Eden. You know, yeah, full of that stuff. Full of baloney. I'm joking. And not baloney, I mean. Anyway, so she says, it's fine. Keep doing it. You mean it, you don't mean it. It's fine. It's good. You mean it halfway. Listen, there's truth over there. You're not gonna like your wife. You have to daven. Daven! You don't like your wife? Daven! What's the matter with you? And if she's a pill, and she's a machshefa, then you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this machshefa. Rabbi's banos yasu chayil. I've seen many witches in my life. You know how to put a guy in his place better than anybody. I love this. I will never see Gehenim thanks to you, my dear wife. There, Rav Chatzko said, if someone's mavazi you, you should kiss every aver. Because your vaginus will do for you in the next room. So you have a on the spot. You know, you don't have to go far for vaginus. A built-in system where you get vaginus or any time your wife does the job gladly. She's always mavazi you in front of your shviga, in front of me. That's a great deal. You'll never see again. Your wife's giving you a mizet. So if you have that case, Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, I don't want to say anything. Could be you might be a little guilty. No, Chas v'Shalom, Chas v'Shalom. It's her fault. No, I'm never stable, and I never fell in. I'm really a good guy, and I never... Listen, everybody has a different prescription. How do you got to deal? Some people have to. You got to tell them, you're talking about Sable, and you're going to get a bigger lumhava because you fell in with this witch, and you're quiet, you don't get angry. Some people, that's great. Stay like that. Some people, I tell them, why is she doing that? Maybe, no, you know, maybe you can straighten out a little bit. Maybe, you know how many people tell me about their wives, how terrible their wives are? They're all over the place. And I always agree with them. I know it's good for me. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar. Such a Bach Shefer. But then I'm just curious. I would like to speak to her. What do you say about him? Oh, an eye-opener. I didn't know there's another side to the story. But you have to behave yourself. Yes, you are right. I told you, I used to be a marriage counselor. I used to speak on the telephone. The husband used to call me for half an hour and tell me his wife is terrible. And I said, you are right. Then the wife would call me up half hour later and tell me how terrible he is. And I would say, you are right. So someone who noticed what I was doing say, Mandel, make up your mind. You're also right. You got to agree with everybody. As I get this. L'chaim taimim. L'shalom. Every bracha works. Davis is so good. Can't thank him enough. I thank Hashem for the cover that I get. Yes, I do. I don't know about you guys. I thank Hashem for the cover. I thank them. I promise you. I was sitting there Friday night with the Modia looking at I picked up a few copies. I want a chazan. And I took a look. Look what you did for me. Abishter, I really appreciate all the fine. So what I did, I really appreciate all the cover that you gave me. See that? Now the Chavis Abamas says, when you get covered, you have to be afraid. Uh-oh, now I just lost all my... if the Chavis Abamas would see us, he would say, Mandel, don't... That part's not for you. I'm serious. He would say it. So that's a different... Rabbi Miller says... That the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says when you get covered, when a shegetz a Jew would do business with a shegetz, the shegetz would be very, very happy that you did business with him, and he would go to his God, to his church, and thank the church for the cover that he had. So he said, a shegetz would do, we could do that too. Rabbi Miller says this. Thank the Kodesh Baruch for all the cover that you're getting. So, that's what I do. I don't like skeptics. You know, they said, someone else also had article. Didn't bring him, didn't do anything for him. I heard someone said that. And I said, by me? I'm waiting for the millions. They're coming. No question. This is going to bring in money. You got to bring in everything. No question. Beshita. Positive. You have to find, in every situation, what's the positive way to go? Try it. Now, the Meraglim, they had a choice. They saw everybody burying everybody over there, right? In the end. In Eretz Yisrael. So they took it like, Eretz Yisrael is Yeshveo! It's a terrible country! And Kaliv and Yeshua said, this is a great place. Because, the Abishter wants to distract them from us, which was the true reason. They saw the positive side, so they took over the world. Kaliv and Yeshua, they got it all. The Meraglim in the garbage. Chas v'Shalom. Lost their Elam Abba. You can't be negative. Every situation, you have a choice. How are you going to look at it? Positive or negative? Now watch out for the Froma Yetzara. Positive! I'm good! You have to come out, I'm the good guy. You have a million situations. And everything goes on in your life. You're the only guy. Here. This guy's talking. This happens to me plenty. I get, my own kind of business. This guy's giving a whole drasha, and there's five guys standing there, and he keeps looking at this guy, and me, he doesn't even look at me. And this, so, how do you deal with this? We all have this type of stuff. Why is he looking? I do it to people talking. I almost got a letter from the kids in my class. I had a class, a wide classroom like this, way back, and the kids wrote me a letter. Rebbe, please look in our direction.
because I automatically, it's hard for me to, you know, I was facing those guys and I was ignoring those guys and they didn't like it. They wrote me a letter. Maybe I said, I apologize, I didn't mean it. Now the guy isn't looking at me and I feel like, why doesn't he like me, this guy? What? No. Fourth grade. Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, when I speak to adults, sometimes the guy doesn't want to talk to me. He's talked to everyone else except for me. How do you deal with that? What are you going to do? So, you have a lot of mitzvahs. You could either say, you know what I do? I found, I'm going to tell you something very interesting. I used to walk in the street, and I had people coming over to me left and right. As soon as I got on this thing, and now I'm all over the place. I walk in the street, no one knows me. I walk to the shul, no one says, you're Shabbos to me. I'm like a stranger. What happened? So I know what happened. The Eibush just told me, Mandel, hast genick kovit. You got enough? You need that too? I can. And I'll get some bazianus, it'll balance the whole matzah. So that's the way I think it. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that the Eibush holds a very chashiv. And I don't need covet. I'm above all this stuff. Thank you for not looking in my direction. It shows the Ibis is showing me how much, what a great guy I am. I don't need covet so much. I think I went a full hour, and I served my, it's time to say, I'd kind of give a brach, everybody, and just give a brach again. Based, the next time you see a red light, this is great practice for patience. I need more red lights. You're going to run it. You're going to wish you had more red lights. Because it's Savlanis. Every inch of your life is an opportunity. That's Savlanis. Or if you yelled at me, work on cocks. Delicious. I need that. Or everything that goes on, you can work on your midas. It's such a pleasure. If Zahab, Zahab, my refuah, Yeshua, Yedela, Shidduchim, Bekar, Mamish, somebody's